Can you tell me about Chinatown?
Oh, Chinatown was quite a thriving, interesting place in those days. We were just less than a mile from there, and the buildings were very high, narrow buildings, and well, I think there was a common wall between each dwelling, you might say.
So they were all sort of attached to
each
other.
Yes, and on either side of the road, and then eventually a Masonic Hall was built. And they had a grand opening, all the dignitaries from Chilliwack, and the dragon dance, and the whole bit. And, and I mustn't forget Christmas Day was a exciting day for the old fellow. He would come every Christmas morning just laden with some beautiful Chinese silk thing for Mother. And he would have Chinese candies, lychee nuts, firecrackers galore, and just everything. And we had a hilarious time on Christmas morning with all the fireworks and the firecrackers.
And where would he have gotten these things?
In Chinatown. They had them there at all times.
Yeah.
And I remember attending a Chinese funeral one day. It was quite an affair. They had paid mourners.
Really?
And they put a huge roast pig on top of the grave, and then they would scatter just reams of paper with holes punched in
them. What was that for?
Apparently the devil had to go through all these holes and all this paper, and by that time the spirit would have departed.
So you'd be safe from
hell.
Yes.
Well.
Isn't that
the general idea.
Well, can you tell me about the fire in Chinatown?
No, I was away at that time. But it was a real Chinese community at that time.
Yeah. And they had their own sidewalks, too,
yes,
didn't they?
Yes.
And these would be
lots
wooden
of
sidewalks.
Dogs and cats around. I believe there were when they used to eat the odd fat cat.
Hey.
And they ate suckers and catfish and all those things out of the river, the Chilliwack River beside them, which were just adjacent to Chinatown. Where Fraserville sits now.